This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, February 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Johansson runs for assembly, Trump dumps water, and tariffs inject new uncertainty for ag economy. Ousted Farm Bureau President runs for assembly. Jamie Johansson has announced he is running for Assembly District 3, that to succeed Assembly Member Leader James Gallagher, who's terming out of office next year. Johansson led the California Farm Bureau for 6 years until an abrupt departure in 2023 when the board elevated Shannon Douglas to president. Announcing his candidacy, Johansson touted his grit and perseverance with managing olive and citrus orchards in the Oroville area. He argues the region, quote, has had enough of being left behind and of high prices, wasteful water policies, and extreme political agendas in Sacramento. He said he has stood up to Governor Newsom and worked with the previous Trump administration on farm relief. Johansson's already gaining accolades in the ag community for being a pragmatic, respectful, and passionate advocate. Trump dumps reservoir water. President Donald Trump said last week he'd sent the military to California to turn on the faucet for Southern California cities. That, along with his executive order, prompted the Army Corps of Engineers to release high flows from Lake Cahuilla and Success Lake in Tulare County on Thursday. It set downstream water managers scrambling to divert the flows and prevent potential flooding to vulnerable communities. The region is months away from irrigation season, and locals are concerned over preserving enough supply for the dry summer months. Newsom reissues a recharge order. Day after the Army Corps of Engineers action, Newsom issued an executive order to ease barriers for capturing flood flows for groundwater recharge. He called it important to create a, quote, rainy day fund for dry periods. The governor made the announcement ahead of an atmospheric river hitting the state. The order coincided with a survey showing California's frozen water bank is well below average for this time of year. The Department of Water Resources on Friday put the statewide snowpack at 65% of average, dropping from 108% a month earlier. Sport fishing groups call the order a death sentence for salmon. Remember, Newsom issued a similar order in 2023 when dozens of atmospheric rivers were pummeling the state, leading to localized flooding and massive reservoir releases. The legislature codified parts of the order to state law later that year, but farmers and water managers were still frustrated over permitting delays and a lack of clarity over flood flows. A bill last year to clarify flood conditions gathered nearly unanimous support, but failed in the waning hours of session, frustrating the administration. Trump sparks trade war set to squeeze U.S. farmers. President Donald Trump announcing sweeping duties on Canada, Mexico, and China over the weekend, triggering a trade conflict with the U.S. largest agricultural trading partners. Imports from Canada and Mexico will be subject to additional 25% duties from tomorrow. Canada energy exports will face a reduced rate of 10%. All Chinese products will now face a new 10% duty starting tomorrow. Take note, Canada swiftly slapped back, unveiling new duties set to phase in over the coming weeks. Among the U.S. exports hit with their new 25% duties are orange juice, peanut butter, fruits, vegetables, pork, beef, and dairy products. Mexico slated to unveil its retaliation plans today. China says it will challenge the new tariffs at the World Trade Organization. Why it matters? Well, Senior Vice President of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, Kip Edinburgh, told AgriPulse yesterday that the conflict presents a double whammy of costs for U.S. farmers. The retaliatory tariffs will likely dent exports while farm inputs like fertilizer and agriculture equipment become more expensive. Edinburgh said, quote, it's real bad news for farmers and ranchers. He pointed out that it's common for tractor and combine parts to cross the U.S., Mexico, and Canadian borders multiple times in the manufacturing process. New duties would impose added costs at each stage of that process. Now take note, in a Truth Social post yesterday, Trump seemingly acknowledged the measures would lead to higher costs. Will there be some pain? Yes, maybe, he wrote, but added, quote, it will all be worth the price that must be paid. By the way, House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania quickly endorsing Trump's tariff announcement on Saturday. Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas still hadn't commented as of yesterday. California reaction? Well, Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia pointed out that Canada and Mexico are the top importers of fresh produce, and China is for tree nuts. He worried rivals will seize on the markets and permanently displace American growers, as happened with Trump's last tariffs on China. Puglia pushed for a strategy that would swiftly remove the tariffs and programs to offset revenue losses. And on that note, Puglia published an opinion piece in AgriPulse on Friday arguing the H-2A visa program is desperately in need of reform. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. OMB funding pause is itself paused. A second federal judge blocked the Trump administration's attempt to stop dispersing grants and loans. John J. McConnell, Jr., chief judge of the U.S. District Court in Rhode Island, issued a temporary restraining order Friday against Trump and several agencies, including the Office of Management and Budget. At issue is a memo, later rescinded, from OMB, placing a temporary pause on disbursements. McConnell wrote in his TRO, quote, Congress appropriated many of these funds, and the executive's refusal to disperse them is contrary to congressional intent and directive, and thus arbitrary and capricious. The judge said the action had unilaterally suspended the payment of federal funds to the states and others simply by choosing to do so, no matter the authorizing or appropriating statute, the regulatory regime, or the terms of the grant itself, McConnell said in his order. The executive cites no legal authority allowing it to do so. Indeed, no federal law would authorize the executive's unilateral action here. Now take note, a hearing is scheduled today before a different federal judge in Washington, D.C., who already stayed part of the administration's freeze last week. Here's today's final word. If you don't believe the science, believe your own damn eyes. That GOP Assembly Member James Gallagher of Yuba repurposing Governor Gavin Newsom's mantra on climate change. Assembly Republicans unveiled a package of wildfire bills last week under the argument the state has not done enough to remove flammable vegetation and prevent devastating fires. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, February 3rd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.